prudent means that one speaks or acts in such a way as to maximize benefit. But benefit can be short-term or long-term. Jesus was not short-term prudent. His disciples were not short-term prudent. Those who stand for Christ are not short-term prudent. Jesus' imprudence resulted in his crucifixion. The disciples' imprudence resulted in their martyrdom. Our imprudence will result in persecution. But when judged from the long-term perspective, Jesus was eminently prudent. So were his disciples. And so are those today who exercise the word of their testimony. The decision and determination to be obedient is the only way to be truly prudent. Jesus was obedient to his Holy Spirit Father. The disciples were obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you being obedient to your Lord and Savior? We're living in a time when wicked men have been ruling the world. They have legitimized all manner of immorality, including homosexuality, murder for convenience, they call it abortion, theft or taxation, injustice in the judicial system, discrimination, DEI, and others. Evil is now called good, and good is now called evil. To be silent in this day is to give place to the devil. It may seem like the safe, prudent thing to do, but in actuality, it will be a gross act of disobedience. In order for the world to be saved, Jesus had to speak the truth. In order for the church to be established, the disciples had to speak the truth. In order for our society to be saved, we must speak the truth. We dare not remain silent.